Greg Lundholm says St. Francis in the Park in Superior has its good points, but it's still a nursing home. He needs 24-hour care, so this is his life. What he insists on is it be his choice to stay there.
I figure it's my decision, my right. Just because I'm here, I don't give myself up, my rights and everything. They don't get thrown away.
State and federal nursing home regulations are supposed to safeguard against illegal evictions, a practice called dumping. But State Elder Law Center Chief Counsel John Hendrick is seeing more and more cases of dumping. The reason? Money.
Both on the state and federal level, the medical assistance program has been tightened up. And the financial incentives are to use the beds for people who can privately pay, since the medical assistance payment is substantially less.
Hendrick says some homes will use reasons other than financial, like unruly behavior or mental illness, as an excuse to kick out a resident. But this practice is so secretive, the state doesn't track violations.
A lot of nursing home regulation is done somewhat privately, even though it should be a public record. Increasingly, those records are not available. It's also difficult for family members that are trying to get legal recourse after something happened.
Not only are records often unavailable, but Hendrick says a national report says for every case of dumping reported, 20 go unreported.
Older people that are in nursing homes are the very people that are not always in a good position to make reports, to assert their rights. So that's why the underreporting is so much of a problem.
And an unscrupulous home would take advantage of that.
That seems to be the case.
Wisconsin Long-Term Care Ombudsman Supervisor Kim Marhaney oversees other state ombudsmen who help residents and families. She says they get several complaints of dumping a week.
All of us know that home and family are about the most dear things that we have in our lives. When you think about being that person who's 98 and fragile and perhaps a bit disoriented, to not recognize your belongings or to not know if this is where you're going to be able to stay forever. We follow things like transfer trauma. We know that persons who are very fragile sometimes die because they've been transferred too many times.
Representative John Richards of Milwaukee has sponsored the Senior Citizens Bill of Rights, legislation that so far has failed to pass. He says dumping needs to be tracked and more ombudsmen are needed. He does think the vast majority of nursing homes don't illegally evict residents.
But there are a few unethical instances that we hear of where people's care becomes very expensive. The nursing homes have a capped reimbursement for a person sometimes, and it just becomes too big of an expense for the nursing home to swallow. And in that case, some unethical nursing homes cut corners and dump their patients. And that's wrong, and that's something we need to root out.
75-year-old Melvin Beckwell came to St. Francis in the Park after he says he was dumped by another facility. Now you can usually find him in his favorite spot, sitting by himself in a fourth-floor room overlooking a park.
I like to come up here and look out the window and see different things. Kind of nice. But I'm here because I can't do nothing else. My wife can't take care of me no more, so that's why I'm in a rest home.
Beckwell says at least he knows this is where he'll be able to stay for as long as he wants. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.